Hi, this is Anne Jackson, dictating an attendance note on the 16th of June. The client's name is John Jones. Call out to client. He was with Lucy again, but he said she's on the phone to her solicitors, so we could talk this time. They've just come out of the doctor's. She's 9 weeks pregnant, and the baby's due about the 10th of December. I asked whether he'd reached a decision regarding the separation, which of the children he wished to care for, etc. We had a general chat, and it was quite clear that he had not made a decision. I said, I don't want to put pressure on him. It's a big deal. I would rather whatever decision he made was a firm decision, even if it wasn't today, but a few days or a few weeks later, because it's better that he is firm in his resolutions rather than fluctuating between positions. He needs to be consistent, and so what we agreed was that he would come in and see me tomorrow because he couldn't make it today, and then we will discuss his position and have to put in the position statement a day late. I will email the parties and let them know and apologise, but I don't think there's any other way around it. He asked whether Lucy could come, and I said no, because there's a conflict here, because her solicitors are saying to her, which she told me on the phone, that she practically had no hope if our client separates from her and only goes for Josh and the unborn baby. But obviously we are saying to our client that gives him his strongest chance of success in our opinion, but certainly by no means a guarantee. And so he accepted that was the case, that Lucy couldn't attend with him. But I said if he wanted her to sit downstairs in reception, that's fine, but I can't give him the advice and take instructions with her here. End of attendance, 12 minutes. Thank you.